Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revell, and this, our look at Wall Street for Thursday, January 21. Today, memo to the president. It's freedom that makes this place work. Then it's another big group of workers who've lost their jobs. All that, and our preview of the rest of today's corporate results, along with the latest news on the economy, coming right up. Well, it was something that we as a nation have been doing every 4 years for over two centuries now. We inaugurated a new president. We've done it in war and peace, boom times and depressions, but never have we seen something like we saw yesterday. Gone were the celebrating throngs. Gone were the poets and minstrels. And gone, for many, were the hopes and aspirations. And instead, it was a place with a sea of National Guardsmen, police, and guards of all types, all outfitted in their field uniforms and fully armed, ready, it appeared, for any eventuality, no matter how dire. It was pure Orwellian, a scene from a Stephen King movie. From a strict visual perspective, this was the most depressing presidential inauguration of my lifetime. Unfortunately, if we were looking at the inaugural address to bring us out of this low point, we were in for a disappointment. The address was a clear call for unity. No fewer than 12 times does the new president call the nation to unite or uniting. It was a speech that was long on social values and short on specific goals and aspirations. When Biden did venture from his unity theme and acknowledge that many in the country are worried about losing their jobs, he quickly went back to unity. I might add that another 900,000 were added to the newly unemployed numbers this morning, meaning that there are now over 15 million Americans receiving unemployment benefits of some kind, according to Bloomberg News. So while President Biden did acknowledge that many in this country are racked with, quote, worry or fear, to use his words, there was no suggestion on how his administration will deal with the current problem of unemployment. Instead, we were told not to turn inward or to become religiously or politically intolerant, which, while they might be good social goals, have little, from my point of view, with getting a new job. In fact, while unity was clearly the heartbeat of this address, there remained one central American traditional value that was completely omitted from President Biden's speech, and that was freedom. And it seems to me that this is the concept of freedom which is, and always has been, central to this American nation. Freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom of press, freedom of religion, and freedom to petition the government. These are the freedoms enumerated within the First Amendment to the Constitution. And it would seem that these freedoms deserve at least a mention by the new president. And note, the underlying tension between these freedoms and Biden's concept of unity. Unity is a quality of the group, the collective, while all of the freedoms of the First Amendment are individual freedoms, attributes that you and I have not because we're part of some larger organization or groups, but just because we are individual citizens of the United States. Freedom is an essential component of those rights to which we are endowed by our Creator, as stated in the Declaration of Independence. These are indeed difficult times, as the President acknowledged. The nation faces a severe health crisis, the reaction to which has caused many to suffer severe economic hardship. Much of that economic suffering stems from the government lockdowns and social isolation mandated by some in the government. So far, we as citizens have been asked to forgo many of our freedoms that we just enumerated, with freedoms of assembly and freedoms of religion particularly hard hit. This is the origin of our fear and trepidation, again to quote the president. We should stay safe. It would save our jobs, we were told. That means we should not go to a restaurant, or to a church, or to the shopping mall. Ball games and movie theaters, they were also off limits. Thus, our way of life has changed. This is the new normal, we were told. We were all united, I suppose, but at what price? Gone was the lifestyle built on freedom, to come and go as we wanted. Because if there's one thing these past few months have demonstrated, it is that without freedom, this economy grinds to a halt. Without the freedom to eat out, or go to the gym, or attend a concert, those stores and shops we used to frequent now had to close. Their workers became a statistic for Thursday morning. The United States of America built the strongest economy in the world by promoting the freedom of its citizen consumers. Unity by itself does not provide the vital engine of economic growth that freedom does. Every tin pot dictator has a united populace and a terrible economy. Now, the road back to economic vitality lies in that old aphorism, America, the land of the free. I wish the new president had at least mentioned that. Now, the big economic news for the day was those initial claims for unemployment. They did come in at 900,000. There is a direct correlation now between initial claims for unemployment and the governors and mayors who threaten lockdowns of their economies. After hitting a low of just over 700,000 in unemployed in November, it's been on a steady increase these past few months. Now, in earnings today, we had positive results from IBM, TAL Education, and Travelers Company, with not-so-good reports from Union Pacific Railroad. Intel is scheduled to report after the market closes. And that's our look at Wall Street for this Thursday, January 21. I'm David Revelle. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work.